Will you catch me in a dress fall?
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Standing up against racism is an honor.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Get all right. Questions.
That was my twin, and you are listening to 101.9 CFNC. Welcome back to the worst show on the radio. This is the program, and I, of course, am your host, Nate. I'm here with a few guests today. Coming in, calling over FaceTime, I have my twin and our friend, Aiden Parrish. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Parker Bright. Hi, Dad. I know you're listening.
Aiden Parrish, what would you like to say?
Hey, this is Aiden Parrish. I'm a childhood friend, and we're good at hockey.
He's gassing himself up quite a bit. I'd say he's okay at hockey at best. But what songs would you guys like to hear on the radio today?
The song I would love to hear on the radio is Sailing by Christopher Cross. Boy, that jam is smooth.
And over here, we would like the impression that I get by the Mighty Mighty Boston's.
All right. Well, with that being said, up next is Opiated by the Tragically Hip. So stay tuned.
Seeing red.
Welcome back, 101.9. This is Nate, and I know you're probably wondering, why didn't you play any of the songs they requested? Why am I not getting that smooth crisscross? And that is because this is the worst show on the radio, and I pride myself on being bad at my job, okay? So I'm not going to be taking requests, and if I do take requests, it's going to be bad. So just, come on, you know the drill now. This is week 4, and I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me, everybody at CFNC, and I'm just having a great Wednesday. It's gloomy outside, and I'm going to be playing songs that reflect that feeling. Now, I'm not going to be playing any sunny music anymore that I was playing because it was nice out. I'm going to be going back into my roots of trip-hop, a little bit of emo, post-punk, some early 2000s, late 90s indie music. So if you like that kind of stuff, stay tuned, because up next, we have Pumpkin by Tricky.
Thank you. looking back at you.
Welcome back, 101.9. This is your host, Nate, and you are listening to the program on at 2 p.m. every Wednesday. Right now, I actually took myself out of Carruthers' basement, and I'm now doing street interviews in the middle of Princess, just right on the road. So, wait. Okay, so I don't think they want to be interviewed, and I should probably get out of here. But I do have a little bit of time before emergency response comes. That was Pumpkin by Tricky, followed by Safe From Home by Massive Attack. And a little fact, Tricky was a part of Massive Attack up until 1995. And he appears on Blue Lines and Five Man Army on the album Blue Lines by Massive Attack. And that album, I seriously believe it to be one of the best albums, if not the best album ever made. It has a lot of mix of a lot of different genres. It has legacy artists on it. It has a bunch of nice visual media assigned with it. And it created and coined the term trip-hop, which influenced bands like Portishead, DJ Shadow, Beak, and many more to make music like that. And although I just played a few trip-hop songs, I'm going to be stepping out for a while. We will be back to trip-hop, but I do just want to play a few emo songs. Just while the weather's getting all gloomy, you can get into that real depressing mood. But yeah, coming up next, we have Luca by Brand New.
Thank you.
save you now. Unless you have friends among fish, there'll still be no air to breathe. You could drink up the entire ocean, we'll still find someone to be everything.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, 101.9. This is the program, and I'm your host, Nate, and this is the longest yeah boy I can do. Yeah, boy! I'd probably go longer if I tried, but I am on a tight schedule. I am only here once a week for 1 hour, and that is it. Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. The program be here. I'm Nate. The two tracks I just played were Luca by Brand New, followed by The Hunt is a Lonely Hunter by The Anniversary. And I'm going to take a detour from emo and go into Canadian 2000s and late 90s indie music. Now, the two bands I'm about to play are pretty critically acclaimed. One of them you probably will know by Arctic Fire. And the other one, you might know the singer from one of her other bands, Metric, but Emily Haynes with Broken Social Scenes, Anthems from a 17-year-old girl. But yeah, if you guys like the show, please let me know. Follow me on Instagram at the program 101.9. I'm just going to cut to some promos really quick, and then I'll be playing Suburban Warm by Arcade Fire.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
So far somewhere else. How'd I fall asleep in the-
Attention all creatives. Join us at the Makers Meetup on October 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Whether you're a filmmaker, musician, digital creator, or just passionate about Kingston's creative scene, this event is the perfect opportunity to network, collaborate, and share ideas. Plus, we'll be revealing the official pairings for this year's Slate Music Video Program. Come see which local artists and production companies will be teaming up. Don't miss out on this exciting, free event. For more information, visit visitkingston.ca/music. See you there.
I've changed my mind, time and time. Conflicting thoughts, debate what's for the better.
Won't rest until we passing car.
Thank you.
Welcome back, 101.9. This is Alphabet Soup, and I got you. I'm like, what? This isn't Alphabet Soup. This is a program. Ah, I got you so good. Anyways, that was Anthems from a 17-year-old girl by Broken Social Scene. And one of the members is Emily Haynes, and you guys probably know her from Metric. And a little fact, and I have people to back this up. I went and saw Metric with my roommate Christian, my twin, my friends Liam Lane Clark and my friend Liam Campbell, who I've name dropped before. But yeah, we went and saw Metric, and all of those guys can vouch for me that Emily Haynes blew me a kiss. So, yeah, I don't want to brag, but, when was the last time Emily Haynes blew a kiss to you guys? Probably never, probably even. Anyways, coming up next, I have two songs by a Canadian band by the name of TV Dog. And I've been listening to this since it came out in 2022. And yeah, get ready because it's a roller coaster of a couple songs. And there's going to be a transition between the two. I want you guys to see if you can even tell when it is. All right, Rodeo, TV Dog. We'll be right back. Paranoia Prone and Rodeo by TV Dog. People say rock is dead. Like, I don't know if you guys know who Rick Beato is, but if you see his stuff on YouTube, it's just complaining about how all the top hits no longer have bands, guitars. It's not rock anymore. But there's still, like, great rock like that. You just gotta look for it. Like, that, those guys only get, like, 20 views on YouTube, which is crazy to me, because how many, like, different styles they adapt to their own. Like, in the second song, he's yelling like Isaac Brock. They got fills like Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. It's crazy. The range they have is crazy, the energy they bring is insane, and they have no following. So TV Dog, check him out. Absolutely crazy. And I got the date wrong. It was 2023, not 2022. So still, really recent album. So yeah, check them out. They deserve all love that they can get. And this is the last time I think I'm going to check in with you guys today. Coming up next, I have two songs by a band called Quaid. And this band is from Bristol. I've been playing a bunch of Bristol. But these guys are kind of bringing trip hop back, but it's post punk, post rock too. It's all, the first half is all droney, the second one has some of the best bass playing I've ever heard. And I'm not gonna hold you guys up any longer. I'll see you next Wednesday. But yeah, Quaid, Spiral EP. Thank you.
Thank you.
see you next week.